7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
We hear a lot about Sears and how they've been struggling over the last few years to maintain their business, and now there's word that an owner of a building that Sears is in is going to offer it up to another renter?
Right. So we're talking about the Sears buildings in Fresno and Visalia, specifically at Manchester Mall and Sequoia Mall. So it's not the entire space. They're looking to rent about half of the space. So they're looking to maybe put another tenant in there next to Sears. It's been a tough time in the retail sector recently. Many retailers are realizing that the hundreds of thousands of square feet that they occupy are no longer necessary. They're a liability, and they're looking to downsize, or what they call right size. So in this case, there's a company called Seritage Growth Properties that owns hundreds of buildings where Sears stores operate. They actually acquired these properties from Sears itself in 2015. They're marketing these properties in hopes of getting in some fresh tenants. Sears has already closed hundreds of stores over the last several years, including the one in Hanford, which closed this past April. When we're talking about Manchester and Sequoia Mall, they're both shopping centers that are really making an effort to revive themselves. So let's hope this company, Seritage Properties, is able to find some new tenants, because it could really only help the situation over there.
And this is some pretty incredible business news. A Fresno firm has seen well over 1,000% growth. Man, they know what they're doing, huh, Gabe?
Yeah, this is pretty remarkable. So we know this because each year, Inc. magazine does a list of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in the United States. And there's always a handful of local companies that make that list. And many of them have been on previous year's lists. This year's winner, or at least the highest ranked in the Central Valley, is that I've never seen them on this list. They're called California Autism Center here in Fresno. And yeah, as you mentioned, they've seen remarkable growth. And this is over a 3-year span. So their revenue increased 1,111%. And last year, what that meant was $4 million in revenue. And they employ 105 people. So on that list of 5,000, their growth earned them a ranking of number 459. And so what they do is they provide therapy to children diagnosed on the Autism Center. And there's two locations in Fresno, one in Merced. Some of the other locally based companies that made the list include AppLoss Software here in Fresno. They are at number 600. It's going to be a theme with the next three of them. Comfort Now Heating and Air Conditioning Service in Visalia is at 698. California Commercial Solar in Visalia made the list at 783. And Leaves Air Conditioning is also on the list at 1,738.
So, I think we know why there's air conditioning companies doing so well, huh? Gabe, in the summer?
I think we all know that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, congratulations to all these companies.
Those are all great numbers, and it's good to see Fresno represented on that list. Hey, always nice talking to you, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. You have a decent week, okay, man?
Same to you, Tony.
All right, thank you.